to Visible by Numbers. My name is Allison Bachman, and I'll be your host today. This program is dedicated to the discussion of numerology and inspiring you to use it, and I hope that I'll be able to translate my passion and my message about numerology to you through this program. We will be taking phone calls with your numerology questions and doing readings at the end of the program, or let's just say midway through the program. The number to call would be 1-877-876-5227. This is a toll-free number. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. Now, I won't be able to do a full numerology reading for you if that's why you're calling. It takes almost an hour to do a full numerology reading, but I can give you some insight into what is in your chart and in your numbers based on your date of birth. So if you want to call, when you do call, if you give me your date of birth, I'll be able to give you some insight then. And certainly if you have a question, feel free to call. I just want to take a moment here to thank BBS for this opportunity to be on their scheduling programs. I also want to thank them for their work providing such inspirational and enlightening program for all their listeners. They do just wonderful work here at BBS. I guess probably what I should do is introduce myself to you. Like I said, my name is Allison Bachman, and I'm a professional numerologist. I've been doing professional numerology readings for approximately 5 years now, and I also have taught many, many workshops. My website is www.visiblebynumbers.com, and you can perhaps go there and read a little bit more about me. You know, many people have asked me, you know, how did you get started with numerology? You know, what got you interested in it? And I really have to say that I discovered numerology when I was a child. Many of you might picture your summers off from school, you know, swimming and playing and whatever with your friends, but I was an avid reader, and I spent many a summer hiking back and forth to my local library, and I was absolutely fascinated with biographies. I would read the biographies of famous scientists and philosophers and teachers, politicians, and even then I really think I was trying to figure out, you know, what was it that would cause someone to reach such an amazing destiny, to discover, you know, the cure for a disease or to write such amazing books. And I think even then I was questioning things. And somewhere along the line in all those trips to the library, I discovered my first numerology book. And I can remember bringing it home and laying on the bed and reading it and running down and asking my mother, you know, what everybody's date of birth was, and running upstairs and, you know, doing the calculations. And, you know, at best it gave me insight in as to why I didn't get along with my brothers and sisters, and it helped me to understand them a little bit better. But that was just, you know, that little spark, that little moment in time where, you know, I became aware of numerology. It wasn't until later on in life that I really began to study it in earnest and make it my life's work. But that kind of gives you an idea of the origins of where I come from. And once I began to study numerology and began to use it and do readings for people, I was, first off, astounded by its accuracy. There's no mistake with the numbers. They are incredibly accurate. And the amount of insight that a numerology chart has to offer to a person to help them understand themselves is just unbelievable. And I think that was an initial attraction, was trying to understand how can something like this be so accurate. So that made me continue to do my studying. And then as I was doing readings, I began to realize what an incredible healing tool it was, how much it helped people, people that maybe have lost their way or maybe were trying to be something that they weren't destined to be, or for whatever the reasons, the numerology readings, I saw where it really made a difference once a person understood their own numerology. And because I'm the type of person that really finds such pleasure and joy in helping other people, this was just an amazing tool to be able to be of service. And so, you know, I just continued my study of numerology to be, you know, give the best possible information, the best possible interpretation of a chart that I could. And so this is where I come from with numerology. Now, some of you may not be familiar with what numerology is. You might be more familiar perhaps with astrology or palmistry. And so, and I want to take a little moment here to, you know, give a brief definition of what numerology is. It is an ancient divination tool. It is founded on the teachings of Pythagoras, who lived in 560 AD. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China, and even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. Numerology really is the science of numbers. The day that you were born and the name that you were given at birth holds a great deal of information about you. And numerology uses ancient science about the spiritual qualities of numbers found in your date of birth and your name to do more or less a character analysis, which helps to identify your personality traits, your talents, your likes, your dislikes. It also reflects upon your challenges and your opportunities. Numerology can shed light upon where you're headed in life and what your destiny might eventually be. So there you go with the biographies. But numerology, most importantly, identifies the potential that's present in your life and also the potential that's present in you. Each person has their own set of numbers, which speaks volumes. It really does speak volumes about you. And these numbers influence you throughout your lifetime. When I look at a numerology chart, I look at it as being the cosmic code of your soul's intent in this lifetime. So, you know, that's really, you know, what your soul seeks in this lifetime is held in the numbers of your chart. And that is, like, absolutely fascinating and a humbling thing to be able to look at someone's chart and know that this was their soul's intention. Now, quite often, you know, people will come up to me with their understanding of numerology and they'll say, well, I'm a nine life path or something to that extent. And I want you to be aware of the fact that no person is one number. You know, your life path is not the definitive you. People just think that that's the final analysis of their energy. And you really need to look at your numerology chart and the information that it gives as a tapestry that's woven kind of piece by piece, layer by layer. And it really does create a full picture of you and of your energy. And until you see the full picture, all of the numbers, how they work together, how they're interacting, what you may have wonderful numbers in the upper part of your chart that describes your energy, but you certainly need the opportunity to use that energy. That's all part of your chart. Once you see the full picture, then you truly understand you have the energy of the person and the energy that flows into their life to be a catalyst for their soul's experiences and for the experiences that they have. So no one is one number. No one can define themselves by their life path number alone. And that's what is really important for me to want to get across to all of you that are studying or considering studying numerology. Now, the numbers represent energy, and the energy of the numbers interact with each other. So this is another important thing about numerology charts. Interpretation of the numbers is really important, and you have to really be able to feel how the energy affects each other. You have to see all of the energy in the chart in order to interpret it. So that's another reason why no one is just one number. So let me explain for just a moment, you know, why I feel that numerology is such a valuable tool, why I feel it's so important to understand your own numerology, and even for those of you that might want to learn numerology. First off, you know, self-enlightenment, you know, to know thyself. You know, once you understand your energy and what's contained in your chart, you know, you fully begin to accept yourself for who you are and what you are. You no longer try to be something that you're not. You don't even, you know, sometimes we sit there and we look at someone and they can behave or act in a certain way, and sometimes we feel, you know, we're hard on ourselves and we feel like maybe I should be more like that. But you really have to look at the energy that you are. And the only thing that's required for you is to vibrate to that energy, not to be like anyone else. And once you understand your energy, you just begin to accept who you are. And really, there comes self-love from that. It's enlightenment about who you are, but also learning to love who you are. And that's one beautiful thing about understanding your numerology. The other thing that comes with the study of numerology is teaching you to love others. You know, it doesn't matter what spiritual path you follow. It really doesn't matter. The end result is always love. And that love, and numerology teaches the self-love that comes from knowing your own energy, but also unconditional love from being able to understand the people around you in your world, the people that are with you on your journey in this lifetime. And if you were able to do, let's say, the numerology chart of your husband, your children, your friends, your family, it's going to open up a whole new world to you to understand why they do what they do, why they say what they say, why they're motivated in the direction they're motivated, why they dream the dreams that they dream. This is just an amazing thing when you use numerology to just try to understand everyone around you. For me, on a personal basis, you know, my journey with numerology and learning it, I can honestly say that, you know, all judgments fall to the wayside. You know, I no longer get angry or upset or frustrated. I'm at such a place of peace and understanding that everyone has their own energy, and the experience in their life is written in their chart. Certainly in numerology, you know, you have negative and positive energy that's present, and all of that is part of the human experience. And when you really understand what numerology is trying to show you, you just stop all judgment and just totally accept everyone just exactly the way that they are. And to me, that is just the beginning of understanding what unconditional love is. And this is why, you know, numerology for me has changed who I am as a person, because it just has brought me an incredible amount of peace. Now, a numerology certainly can validate events in your life. You know, sometimes we look back in our life and we may chastise ourselves or even be angry at ourselves that maybe we felt like we didn't do this right, or perhaps we feel like we've made a wrong decision. But everything is really written in the charts. The energy that comes, that creates things for you through the energy of the charts. And when you understand this, when you really get a good reading and when someone is explaining this to you, you know, you can look back and realize that that really wasn't so much your fault, but it was part of your experience and that you were meant to experience that. You know, we tend to look at our lives like it all should be perfect, that it all, you know, everyone should grow up and have a career and have a wonderful family and live happily ever after. But the whole purpose of being here is soul growth, for our souls to grow and to develop and to reach a higher vibration. And that comes from experiences, whether they be positive or negative experiences. And quite often these negative experiences, this negative energy is written into our charts, you know, for us to learn from, so that, you know, in order to understand love, you have to understand what being without it is. In order to understand anger, you have to understand the opposite of anger. And so quite often these experiences are written in our charts, and this is all part of the learning process of the soul development. So when you look back at the chart, you can almost validate, you know, certain things in your life that happened, and you can begin to see why they happened. You know, so often we say, you know, just trust. Everything is exactly as it should be, and maybe we can't see the good in it. Well, numerology has a way of being able to shed a light upon what it was we were learning at that time. And I really am amazed when I find this in charts and amazed when I read for people. And quite often, this heals them in many, many ways when they hear this through their reading. It heals them that they stop being so hard on themselves and understand and maybe even be proud of themselves for what it is their soul learned. Now, your numerology chart is almost like an awakening. You know, it's understanding your own energy, learning to love it, and moving forward with it. You know, once you know what your potential is, once you know what you're meant to be, you know, it kind of sets you back to a place of center. And it instead of going in all the wrong directions, it kind of helps to awaken you and to set you on the path where you can be the most productive and make most use out of your talents and abilities. And as I said before, the accuracy of the numbers, you know, doing numerology readings for people, the accuracy is amazing. When I first began to do numerology readings, I can remember that I was a little bit timid in my description of the energy. I'm almost like waiting to see if maybe it sounded like it rang true for that person. And I didn't have any need to be timid because experience has taught me that the number is the number, and when you explain it to that person, they immediately identify with that energy. It's so incredibly accurate. And now, you know, when I do a reading, it's definitely I'm much more forceful, much more in command, and there's so much more certainty that what I'm saying does indeed ring true for the person that I'm reading for. And it never ceases to amaze me, the accuracy of numerology. Now, you might wonder, you know, be thinking, well, what might be contained in a chart? You know, what am I going to learn from learning numerology, doing numerology for other people, or even having my own numerology done? Well, you know, we can talk about that for a moment here. One of the things that your numerology will teach you is what your lesson is, that your central lesson that you came to learn. Certainly, you know, whatever talents and strengths you have and how to cultivate them. And, you know, I often sit there with a chart and I think back, you know, I wished, you know, that I fully understood, you know, numerology, you know, from the time I was little, you know, or I wish my mother understood my numerology. Because when it comes to children, you know, if you understood what the energy was of your child, that might, you know, help you. If you knew that you had a budding Picasso or maybe a Mozart or someone with a great deal of musical ability, artistic ability, a writer, maybe a financial wizard, you know, if you knew these things looking at your children's charts, you know, you might start to try to cultivate those talents in them early on in life. Some children, by virtue of their numbers, somebody that might have a 2 in their chart would be shy. They might find it difficult to be around people. They might appear like they lack confidence. And if you understood that this child had this 2 energy in their chart, you might, you know, work with their confidence. Work with the fact that they're a very feeling a soul, and you would understand their hesitancy to be around people and maybe their shyness, and it would help you to better nurture that in them, you know, to be help them to overcome it. Numerology is amazing when I see it used for children, when I see it, you know, when you have a high school student that's getting ready to embark upon going to college and a career, you know, to be able to look at the chart and be able to tell them what they would naturally be good at and possibly, you know, point them in the direction where they could find a great deal of success through the numbers. This is another thing that you know, the accuracy of numerology and what numerology has to tell us about ourselves, you know, you could actually use it in that way. Challenges in our lives, you know, that's written in the charts. Some of us suffer from maybe lack of self-worth. Perhaps we have a hard time expressing ourselves. Some of us, you know, might be self-centered. These challenges are written in the charts by virtue of the numbers. When you read the numbers, when they're all there before you, and when you understand what your challenges are in life and what you came as part of what your soul desired to overcome in this lifetime, when you understand what they are, it really helps you to overcome them because sometimes it taking a moment to identify them is the answer. And people identify so much with the challenges in their chart and they feel a healing that comes about them knowing that this is something that they've been facing. They might be proud of themselves where they may have overcome it. And there may be people that still have yet to overcome it. And having it identified as a problem, you know, puts them and points them in the right direction. There are opportunities that lie within the numbers of your chart. People, you know, look at the life path number and the birthday number and the expression number and those things, and they understand them. But quite often people don't understand what the pinnacles are telling you. And the pinnacle, more or less, is your life path divided into 4 separate sections. And the Pentacles talk about opportunities. That's energy coming at you during your life. And it can be totally separate from the energy that you have as a person. But it does bring about opportunities for you. For example, if you had a one pentacle, this would bring you the opportunity for new opportunity. It would absolutely teach you about your self-worth and what your strengths are. And there would be many, many experiences that would come in during that pentacle that would teach you about how strong you are. And you may find that you perhaps never realized how strong you are. And this would be an example of the energy that comes in to bring you opportunities. If a person has, let's say, an eight pentacle sometime in their life, this would bring them an opportunity with career, that they would have power and mastery and possibly more abundance and material things flowing to them, and things in life would get a little bit easier in an eight pentacle. A person having a four pentacle might have a sense of frustration or that they're working very hard, but they feel like they're not getting ahead. And the purpose of that pentacle is to teach discipline, to teach you to work very hard and to, you know, work for a hard day's work, for pay, and to be happy with your successes. But there is frustration and limitation that comes in a four pentacle. And studying the pentacles, it talks about the opportunities that come to you, but it also explains why some of us every 9 years seem to switch off what we're doing in life, or our life seems to change every 9 years based on our pentacles. And it's really a very insightful thing to understand the pentacles in your chart. Numerology, for every obstacle, for every challenge, there's a way to get over it. There's certainly a great deal of encouragement that comes in when you study numerology. It helps to teach you what it is you need in order to overcome what it is that's before you, that's creating a problem for you. And the other thing about numerology, you know, I mostly do numerology for people that are approximately mid-age. And when you get done looking at what has been the past for them, certain, and it's incredibly accurate, you know that what the future holds is equally as accurate. And numerology can be predictive about what trends are coming for you in the future, maybe what fields of work might bring you the greatest benefit and where you might have the greatest harvest and the greatest successes. And it does play into your future events as well. And so numerology does hold a key to your future. Okay. So anyhow, this is part of the things that numerology has to offer. And again, if any of you that are listening are interested in asking a question at this point or possibly wanting a little bit insight into your own numerology, I'll give you that phone number again. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's a toll-free number. And you can call in with your questions. And if you do want a reading, please be ready to give me your date of birth, and I can give you a little bit of insight from that. And in the meantime, I'm just going to continue on, and I'm going to discuss some more things about numerology. When you're looking at a numerology chart, as a numerologist, when I look at a chart, you know, I understand that the first part of the chart defines the actual energy of the person, and that is shown by the life path, expression, heart's desire, personality numbers. Now, many numerologists will use many different words to describe the same things. Sometimes when my students are studying various different books, they'll say to me, well, so-and-so called it the destiny or birth force, and so-and-so called it the soul number. And it can get a little bit confusing. It can get a little bit confusing when they use different...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. This is Allison. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I was wondering if you did live readings.
Okay.
Today.
Okay, so you'd like a mini reading. Can you give me your date of birth?
9/26/58.
Okay, hold on 1 second, because we have to do a little calculations here. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what I can tell you from this is that your life path, well, first of all, your life path is a master number, life path. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Do you know anything about numerology?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So you're aware that you had a master number life path?
I thought it was I can't remember if it was, is it a 4?
Well, it's a 22. Yes, it is a 4,
oh,
but it's a
22
before it becomes
okay.
a 4, yes. So, and there's three numbers that are master numbers in numerology. They would be 11, 22, and 33. And when a person has a master number for life path, or for that matter, in their core numbers, it's an indication of potential, of extreme potential in your case. And it also means that, you know, you have a special mission this particular lifetime. The 22 is what is considered to be the master builder, capable of bringing a dream for humanity and build it into something very real on this earth plane. I don't know if you've ever felt as though, you know, sometimes overwhelmed by your ambition. Would that be, you know, something that you can relate to?
I thought I was just overwhelmed with life.
Well, being a master number life path is not necessarily the easiest thing in the world. Because it
well,
is.
Well, then I can relate to that.
Yes. You actually have a lot more experiences and a lot more to learn in order to vibrate to the master energy. And one of the most difficult life paths to vibrate to is the 22, because it really demands everything from you, heart, soul, everything. But to give you a definition of what this is for you as far as your characteristics go, you know, this really makes you a very practical, very down-to-earth, very methodical sort of an individual, very hard-working person. You're very honest. You come in with very high moral values, very clear sense of right and wrong. It's very important for you to build a solid foundation for you and for your family. And then, so you're the type of person that doesn't really like surprises. You really kind of like to know things in advance when you have this 4 energy in your chart. But with it being a 22, there's also great potential for you. Like if you had a dream of some sort that you wanted to bring forth, maybe you have a dream of perhaps having a flower shop or something along those lines, the potential lies for you to be able to build this dream in real form on the earth. You just have to put your heart, mind, and body, and soul into it. And it's almost like there's a magical promise that's around you, and that they will help you. The spiritual realm will help you to realize your dreams, and that's what the 22 is about. And most normally, a person that has a master number also has a great affinity to humanity. In many, many ways, they want to help humanity, their fellow brothers and sisters. And so this energy comes in with this 22 as well. But when we're talking about that 4 life path, we know, you know, that you're a wonderful mother, that you probably connect to Mother Earth. You know, like it's important for you to get outside and spend time outside, whether it be gardening or whatever, but you can feel rejuvenated by being outside. Do you do that?
The garden part, no, but, you know, like the suntanning part, yeah, I love that.
You need to get out. Well, yeah, you need to be outside. And I will tell you that if you ever feel, like, overwhelmed or whatever, you know, it's really, you need to take yourself outside, connect to Mother Earth.
Okay.
You really need to go out there. But you will find that in your life, you like to do things in a very orderly fashion, okay? You like
right.
to build up, you know, stability is important to you, a solid
mm-hmm.
foundation for your life and for your children and for your home and financial. This really makes you very, very financially conscious, almost frugal. You know, you want a good value for your dollar. You're not one for get-rich schemes or frivolous sort of stuff, you know, very practical and very down to earth. And when the honesty is like extremely important for you, so it's important for you to, you know, if someone lies to you, that's really a very serious thing for you. Is that true?
Right, it is true.
Right. And does all this other stuff about the 4 make sense to you?
The what?
the other things that I said about before, that's all making sense to you?
Yes, that all makes sense to
okay.
me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about
direction. Do you know what direction I'm supposed to go in?
Do I know what direction? Well, let me see. Let me just, I would have to do your pentacles, which takes a little bit of calculations, but just hold on. And okay, what direction? Let's talk about your birthday just for a little bit. Your birthday is a 26, which carries the 8 energy. So this tells me that you do have an ability with management, certainly. I mean, I don't know if you have a career or if you're in any sort of management, but between the 22, between the 4, between the 8, you've got all this management ability. And not on a small scale with that 8, that's more on a big scale. You know how to get the job done, and you really know how to organize yourself. I mean, for you, you can organize chaos. You understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, that's
okay.
true.
Okay, I don't know if you've got things labeled in your house or if you make those lists, but you certainly, you don't forget the birthdays. You don't forget, you know, you're very organized. And you have a very good mind for details, remembering details, but you also can see the big picture with that 8 coming in. And I know that you do have a certain amount of ambition with that 8 birthday, because that says that you have ambition, that you can be quite competitive. And you'd be very good with the business world. Do you work in that career, in that arena?
I just work in a grocery store.
In
the kind of a low-end management position, but just in a grocery store.
Well, you absolutely have an ability with finances. And you would know what would work and what wouldn't work when it comes to, you know, building, you know, a portfolio, more or less. And you have high management skills and a very good ability managing things.
Well, I'm a people person. I get along with people.
Right. Well, fours are very down-to-earth, very friendly people. People would perceive you as being like a real safe, reliable sort of an individual with that sort of an energy. Now, where you're going, I will tell you that there is change coming to you later on in life. Like right now, you're in this 3 pentacle, which is a little bit along the lines of, it's a little bit social, it's kind of easygoing, and it's certainly, if you did anything creative along those lines, anything with communication, talking to people, you'd be very good at it. But it's in a 3 pentacle, it's a little bit of not all that building of wonderful things. You know, that's not really meant for building great institutions. But change is coming to you a little bit later on in life when you hit your final pinnacle. And I think that you're going to find that you're going to be able to, you're possibly going to change jobs, and you will find that a lot more opportunity is going to come to you to do more things, to have the opportunity to experience more things, because you're going to be coming into this 5 energy later on in life. And that might, you might even be changing entirely what you do for a living by the time you get a little bit older. Okay? You there, caller? Oh, well, we seem to have lost our caller.
Okay.
Oh, you're there. Okay. Did you hear what I said?
I just heard you say, are you there?
Did you hear what I said about the 5 pinnacle?
The 5 pinnacle?
Yeah.
I had to get off to use the phone because I use my phone as the internet, so I missed that part.
Oh. Okay. Well, what I was trying to tell you, and I'll just say it really briefly, is I see for you later on in life that a lot of change is coming for you. I think that you may not be doing what you're doing now, and it will bring for you the opportunity for many more new experiences, possibly traveling, a lot more communication. Certainly, you're going to be on a little bit of a roller coaster later on in life as opposed to earlier on in life, and that's what I see for you upcoming. And during that 5 pinnacle, anything having to do with communication will work out very well for you, and basically, you know, anything you choose, as long as it creates an experience for you, will be good for you. So that's what's upcoming for you. Okay.
I'm a new caller. I wonder if you're mixing me up with someone that you were just.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a new caller?
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Oh, well, good. Now we're both confused. All right. Well,
I think he might have been talking to the previous caller, and somehow she got off and I got on.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, because we'll just start again. Would you like to give me... confused is part of my energy. Okay. Give me your date of birth.
2/23/67.
Okay. You just give me one moment. You said 1967, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let me just double check. Okay. What I can tell you is that your life path is that of a three, which is really a blessing, because what you are is a joy bringer. I mean, you are one of those beautiful lights that come really to uplift other people. And you really have this wonderful energy about you that really makes people feel good about being around you. And you may have found in your life that you get people that come into your life that really need you to cheer them up. Like, you're the perpetual cheerleader. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
It sounds
okay. You're the perpetual cheerleader. You're always there with some advice, with some cheering up. You really are like a beautiful, friendly, happy, joyous, optimistic sort of an energy. You know, this is the energy of your life path. And you also have like some amazing ability with communication, being able to speak, weave words. I mean, when you speak, you make it interesting, and people like to listen to you, and you really do invoke people wanting to be around you and be your friend. And you have a lot of creative and artistic ability. And you need to express yourself. Do you do anything artistic? Anything drama? Anything artistic like singing? Anything like that?
I am always thinking of creative ways to do things. I wouldn't say, I kind of weave it into every area of my life.
Wow. You're going to splash all that creativity over into your house, I'm sure.
Yes.
But you really are a very creative person and very expressive, very expressive. I'm pretty certain that your eyes sparkle and your face lights up when you speak.
Yes.
This is the energy of the three, and I'm sure people have said that to you. Your face lights up when you speak, because threes are just like that. You have this star quality, actually. You know, a lot of very famous people that are television actors, and, you know, they're threes because they're meant to be in the spotlight. You're magnetic. You draw people to you. And you have the ability to get over things easy. You can roll with the punches a little. And it's not to say that you can't get upset, because you do, but you get over things really, really easy. And you have a tendency to look at the bright side of things, the optimistic side of things, which is a really wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing about the energy of the three. You really do have the ability to express yourself. It can be like in your home, in the colors of your home. But you know, you're very sparkly. That's the way I like to describe threes, is very sparkly people. Now, your birthday number, it tells me that you're also a free spirit, you know, very free spirited, very unconventional person, that you pretty much dance to your own tune. You know what I mean? You are not ever going to get old. Let me tell you this. You'll never get old. Your mind is always going to be able to wrap itself around new ideas and new philosophies, and you're just never going to get stuck in a rut. You're always in forward motion with this mind. It gives you a very curious mind. You're very seek knowledge. It's a very intellectual number, this birthday number that you have. And so you seek knowledge. Now, you are the kind of person, I'm going to tell you this, that you scatter your energy and have a hard time focusing. And you may find in your life you started this but didn't finish it. You probably got a closet full of half-finished stuff somewhere. Or you get distracted a lot. Maybe you have a hard time focusing on things. Would this be safe to say about you?
So true.
So true. But that's okay. It's your energy, okay? You just got to picture your creativity like a butterfly. It kind of flips from place to place to place. And one of the things that when you have this three energy, and certainly that five is a lot like a three, you really got to focus and try to finish things, okay? You kind of discipline yourself to finish things. That's one of the keys to a very successful three life path. It's just because you're so darn creative, that's why you have a hard time finishing stuff, because you just got another really good idea that distracted you. It's not a bad thing. You're really good at everything that you try. That five is saying that about your birthday number, saying I'm good at most everything that I try. You're a good communicator as well. Does this all sound like you?
Yes, very much.
Well, good. Now, that's about what I can tell you at this point based on the information. Now, a full numerology reading really can go into the other numbers, but I can't do that on air because that would take, like, forever.
Right.
And it would just take me, like, 15 minutes just to calculate it, and that'd be dead air space, and we really wouldn't want that. But, you know, just to give you a little hint about what numerology, you know, can tell about you, that's just the first two numbers. So, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, so much for my confusion. I didn't know the one caller left and a new one came on. All right. So anyhow, what we've just been witnessing with these two callers is just what the first two numbers in your chart can tell you, what your life path can tell you, and what your birthday number. That isn't everything that you are, certainly. It just is a little piece of what your numerology can tell you. When you get done with a full chart, then you've got the full picture. Quite often, for example, with this person with three life paths, if they had, let's say, a four expression, you know, it would change things considerably as to the energy of that person. And that's why looking at the whole chart as a whole really gives you the definitive picture of the energy of the person. So if anyone else, I think we've got about 12 minutes, 15 minutes in the program. If anyone else wants to call in, I'm going to give you the toll-free number again. It's 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number is 1-877-876-5227, and it's a toll-free number. Now, if you're
Hello.
How are
you?
I am fine.
This is Kathy. I'm enjoying your show.
Well, thank you, Kathy. What can I do for you?
Well, I kind of, like, read a little bit about numerology. Does that, like, coincide with astrology?
I've actually explored a lot of astrology and what my astrology chart says. I've, you know, talked to many, many clients about what their astrology has told them. And, yes, both tell character analysis. What your likes and dislikes are, what your talents are. I think that for me, I see numerology as more of a soul reading. I think it goes into things on a much more deeper plane. But certainly they can be compared, and they are based on date of birth and the time that you came in. So, yes, they're alike, and yet they're different.
I also find that with numerology, I'm wondering, like, when you try to put good karma in your house and stuff, are there numbers for house numbers that would make it a better house to live in, a more profitable house?
Well, numerology does extend to numbers around you. And if you've already got a house, let's say we already have a number on it, then there's a certain energy that comes in with that house number. If you're in the market to purchase a house, you might want to take numerology into consideration before you buy the house and look at the number of the house. Yes, it does say something about the energy of the house. What would a two say? Mm-hmm. That would be a very peaceful, harmonious environment, probably quiet. This would be a beautiful place for two people to live. Certainly in a romantic relationship, it'd be flourish in a two house. It's definitely being supportive of each other. Do you live in a two house, Kathy?
Yes, I do, and you just nailed it on the head.
Yeah, very quiet.
You really did, yes.
Good.
I wanted to ask you, too. I know that with numerology, it helps you to understand your own limitations.
Right.
And to be able to appreciate who you are.
Right.
And as well as with children. Do you think that it would be something that would work with working with people in an office situation?
Well, you would have to actually learn numerology to do the numerology on the people in an office situation, but absolutely. any person in your life, anyone that you want to understand on a deeper level, if you can do their numerology and see what energy that they have, that would help you to understand what motivates them. You know, there are some people in this world who are nothing but very ambitious and competitive type individuals, and that's exactly what they're supposed to be. That's their energy. And then there are other people who shy away from being competitive, who might be more supportive, like to play in the background more of a role, and they are being exactly what they're supposed to be. And they might get on each other's nerves, you know, or they might not necessarily interact with each other well. But if you can understand the energy of the two different people, that really helps you to accept who and what they are, respect it. And certainly, you know, what I was talking about earlier about unconditional love, you know, numerology will teach you to literally accept anyone and everyone that's in your life, whether it be office workers, your children, your husband, your in-laws. You know, it just helps you to understand them.
I just think it's so fascinating.
Thank you, Kathy.
The little bit of information that I have gotten and researched has helped me in my own life to accept my shortcomings and to accentuate the things that I do well, to understand my husband a little bit better, and particularly to find the healing between my daughter and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been astronomical. It's opened a whole brand new way of learning and living and accepting yourself. And like you said before, loving who you are. I don't think a lot of people know how to do that. And the astrology and numerology, it's just avenues that are there, tools to help you. But I really have been enjoying your show. I'm hoping to hear more about you. One more question. If I was born January 27th, 1951, would you feel that I would be successful in my own business?
Oh.
Or need to be around other people?
Based on in the calculations, Kathy, anything having to do with finances, you would have a knack about knowing how to make money. You would just know what works and what doesn't work. You would be successful in anything, whether it's managing your own business or managing an office or managing a bigger business. You have the innate life path, which suggests that you have a gift with this. And you're very perceptive about people as well. This really helps in business. You're very detail-orientated type individual. You know how to get the job done, and you definitely and competitive. You have ambition, and you're competitive, and you know, quite frankly, you enjoy the accomplishment and the satisfaction and the achievement that comes with being successful. So you're somewhat driven to be successful. So it doesn't matter what you do; you're going to be good at it.
Wow! And again, what is your website to go to be able to contact you about a full reading?
Okay, that's www.visiblebynumbers.com, and that's spelled V-I-S-I-B-L-E bynumbers.com. And thank you so much, Kathy, for your questions.
Oh,
it sounds to me
you.
Like you're already quite insightful about numerology. I think you know a good deal.
Well, I am so excited to be able to listen to you today and looking forward to more shows to come.
Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All righty. So, what I was saying about the various different life paths and the information that's just gotten from the date of birth, that's just a small portion of the information that can be found in a numerology chart. And it's just part of the insight that can be found by understanding and embracing your own energy. A full reading, generally for me, you know, to do one for someone takes an hour at least. And then usually there's a half an hour of just questions afterwards or just, you know, people validating, you know, the information that was found in a chart. Most people seem to be stunned when they get done having their numerology done because, you know, it's the embodiment of them and their life, and it just helps to make sense of their life. And they begin to clearly see the direction that they're going in and what motivated them to get there. I really am personally gratified by the sense of satisfaction from the healing and the happiness that people receive when they get their numerology done and when they understand what's going on with them and what their energy is. And like I said, the life path and the birthday number is just a tiny little part of what's held in the information in your chart. One thing, you know, as we have more and more shows with Visible Ones by Numbers, you know, I'm going to bring on some guests. I have some guests that I have been speaking to. I have one lady who is going, she's a crystal expert. She's written a book on crystals. And, you know, one thing that we're going to get into in one of our shows is the use of crystals to help you out, you know, with whatever challenges you might have with your numerology. That's an idea that I have for one show upcoming. I also have been speaking to another numerologist who's also a certified past life regressionist, and she also does hypnosis. And we're thinking of bringing you a program that, based on using a numerology chart to do past life regressions, because I don't know if you're aware of the fact that there are karmic numbers that are identified in a numerology chart, and the possibility of being able to use the chart and the past life regression in order to really get in touch with what the karma is that's involved in the numerology chart. So I really do have some really interesting ideas to bring to you for future programming. I hope that you found this particular show to be enlightening. If anyone else has a question, I think we do have just a few more minutes. Feel free to call in. Again, my website is www.visiblebynumbers.com, and there you can read about, you know, my experience, my schedule. Also, I think you'll get a sense of who I am from that website and where I come from, and why I'm motivated to learn numerology and do the numerology readings. I hope that you take the time to visit and read a little bit. And I have some really wonderful links that are there on my site, places that, you know, you might be interested in going to. For now, all I can say is it's just an absolute pleasure to have spoken to those of you that called in today, and it's been an absolute pleasure for me to be here on BBS Radio and to be able to talk about, as you can tell, what is one of my biggest passions, which is numerology. I really hope that you will join me in the future. I appreciate your being with me. Thank you and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.